Today we celebrate the center of our Christian faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What does the resurrection mean? For many people today, the resurrection is merely a myth. Since the rise of modern science, people have doubted the resurrection because it cannot be explained by natural mechanisms of cause and effect. Christianity is a religion of faith, and the main thing that Christians have faith in is the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Christianity is a comprehensive vision of life and the meaning of reality. Why should we follow it? We should follow it because it has the power to transform our lives for the better. At the very beginning of the modern era, the philosopher Pascal said centuries ago, "You have to take a risk. You have to gamble. Try to live according to the Christian vision, and then see if your life is really better." So what does the resurrection mean for us in the 21st century? Many things, but today, two things that the resurrection tells us about ourselves, and two things that the resurrection tells us about God. So first, two things that the resurrection tells us about ourselves. The resurrection means for us that the human person is a unique spiritual being. We are created in the image of God, and that is really the only way to be what we call a person. It is only through the Christian revelation of God as Trinity, which is made possible by the resurrection, that we really have come to know what a person is. A human person is a unique spiritual being, more than just our physical nature. Christianity does not teach reincarnation. The resurrection reminds us that we are unique spiritual beings, so we cannot be reincarnated as an animal or even as another person. Christianity challenges the scientific tendency to reduce everything to our genetic makeup. Our spiritual potential means that death is not just the end of our biological life, but a movement to a higher form of existence. A person is more than his or her nature. A person is a unique spiritual being created by God, irreplaceable, completely original. The church has sometimes struggled to absorb this truth. Sometimes, in history, even the church has said that some people are of less value than others because of their different physical characteristics, like their gender or their race. As we face an international health crisis on this Easter day, we are aware of how similar we are. The threat of illness unites us in our common humanity as spiritual beings. As we are presented every day with statistics and numbers of cases and deaths, we remember that each of these numbers represents a unique person, valuable to God, whose value and meaning is beyond our physical nature and beyond death. Second, the resurrection means for us that the body is the unique instrument of the spirit. In the Christian vision, the human body is the means through which our capacity for love is expressed as spiritual persons. How could you love if you could not touch, could not look into another person's eyes? So the body is of special value. We are becoming more deeply aware of this now, as we're faced with the need to distance ourselves from one another in the midst of this health crisis. We want to be in physical contact with others. We want to show affection for the people we love. We wish that gloves and masks did not come between us and the people around us. And this is because we are embodied spiritual beings who are made for love. Christianity is different from all forms of religion which promise an escape from life in the body. The church has sometimes struggled to absorb this truth. Many Christians have been taught to be suspicious of physical desires. There have been teachers who have suggested that the resurrection means that Christians will leave the body behind after death, that they will be purely souls, free of the body. But for Christianity, the highest form of life is what the Bible calls a glorified body. Physical resurrection from the dead is the hope of all human persons. When we overcome the fear that the body and the spirit are somehow opposed, we are free to love in the deepest sense. As the spirit penetrates and forms our existence, we grow in our ability to use the body as it was created to be used, as an instrument of care and love for others. Now, two things that the resurrection tells us about God. First, the resurrection means that God is not to be feared. We hear the preaching of Peter today from the book of Acts. God raised Jesus on the third day, and he is the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. This is not preaching that is meant to inspire fear in the hearts of the hearers. It is not meant to motivate people by fear of the judgment of Jesus. It is totally the opposite. What Peter's saying is the fact that Jesus has been appointed judge of the living and the dead means that there is new hope. Because, as the Apostle Paul will later work out in more detail, if Jesus is our judge, and Jesus himself has gone through death, the ultimate punishment for sin, and has been raised from the dead, then there is nothing to fear in judgment. The church has sometimes struggled to absorb this truth. Many Christians have been taught that the resurrection is a sign that Jesus has been punished in our place. God needs to punish humanity for our sins. Someone must be responsible, and Jesus received the judgment we deserve in our place. But for the most ancient Christian tradition, the resurrection is the sign of the possibility of new life, a sign that God does not want to punish us, but rather God wants to transform us, to heal us. The Bible says that those who believe in the resurrection of Christ are born again. Christ offers us a new personal history. Paul writes to the Corinthians, "If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation from God, who reconciles us to himself, not counting our sins against us." The letter to the Colossians today addresses Christians as people who already share in the power of the resurrection. If you were raised with Christ, if you now share in the power of the resurrection through faith, seek what is above, think about what is above, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So draw your power for living from your confidence that Jesus exercises the power of God and that you know that he will always exercise this power in love. The resurrection shows us that things we do out of fear of God or fear of death will not lead us to grow as human persons. God does not want to punish us. God wants to give us the fullness of life that we were created to have. Being born again means that the errors of our parents and the mistakes of our past can be left behind as we recognize the love of God for us. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. We can draw our life from a source that is beyond our family history and beyond the experiences we have had. And second, the resurrection means that God is not violent. The resurrection is the vindication of Jesus who died as an innocent victim. The resurrection shows us that God is on the side of all those in history who have been persecuted or who suffer unjustly. Jesus absorbs all the anger and envy of those who kill him, and through confidence in God's love, he overcomes it. Jesus does not defend his own power by blaming others. Jesus overcomes injustice by nonviolence. The church has sometimes struggled to absorb this truth. We have seen in history that Christians have at times been persecutors of others. We have seen Christians victimizing people rather than defending victims. We have seen in history that Christians have sometimes claimed that God is on their side in war. But the truth remains, even when Christians do not live it consistently. Jesus reveals that God is not violent. The resurrection reveals the power to overcome injustice by nonviolence. And this insight into the power of peaceful resistance has changed the world, from the civil rights movement in the United States led by Christians to the work of Mahatma Gandhi, who learned about the power of nonviolence from the Bible. At the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls in Rome, there is a great statue of Paul in the courtyard holding the great sword that he carries as a symbol of his preaching. And as you look up at the statue, over the head of Paul on the cupola of the basilica, you see the words Spe Unica, the only hope. On this Easter Sunday, in the midst of a crisis that unites all of humanity, I invite you to take the risk of learning more about Jesus Christ. I invite you to place your hope in a vision of life that gives us all the opportunity to realize our full potential as human beings. The resurrection is the power of the love of God that can change your life forever.